Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I want to base our attention upon this morning is that Old Testament reading that we heard from the book of Numbers, those familiar words of the blessing of God, and also the words from the gospel reading in which the angel said to Joseph, "And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." What does your name mean to you? Now, surely it is more than just a combination of letters, or it's not just a matter of how it's pronounced or the way it sounds. It isn't just a tag like a social security number or a password to an internet site or that sort of thing. It's really far more than that. If, for example, in a crowded room with a din of conversation going on, if you hear your name, suddenly your attention is aroused because your name represents you. It signifies who you are. It signifies your distinct personality from that of other people. Names are very important. Calling someone by their name can immediately establish a connection with them. The first day in the calendar year, tomorrow, New Year's Day, is a day about a name. It is not New Year's Day in the church year calendar. It is a day within the 12 days of Christmas in which we remember, in particular, the holy name of Jesus, the name that was given to him. Now, that holy name did not come about by Mary and Joseph discussing it among themselves or thinking about their family history or paging through one of those little books with all kinds of suggested names for baby boys. It came from God. To Mary, the angel had said, "You will conceive in your womb and you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And to Joseph, the angel in a dream, probably the same one, said, "You shall call his name Jesus," and then he defines his name, "for he will save his people from their sins." That is the definition of the name Jesus. The Lord saves. The Savior, the Rescuer. Now, there were two important Old Testament persons, indeed, with the same name, Yeshua, or translated into English, Joshua. There was the successor of Moses, Joshua, who led the people of Israel into the Promised Land. And later on, there was a certain high priest of the same name who helped the returning people from the 70-year exile in Babylon and Persia to rebuild the temple and to reestablish the worship of God's people. In a sense, they were both deliverers or rescuers for the people of God. But this child born of Mary is so much more. For he is the very Son of God, God himself, who takes on true humanity, who becomes one of us to win us for God and for eternity. He came as the final and ultimate deliverer or Savior who would give us not just temporary earthly deliverance, but an eternal one for God and for life. Jesus, in a sense, is his human name because he was the Son of God from all eternity, and it was at his conception and birth that he was given this name, Jesus. And yet the Apostle Paul would write, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow," reminding us that even his humanity has received all of the power and glory of God. It is this name that is placed upon us at our baptism. For as the Apostle Peter said, "There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." It is his name that means everything that he is. It is that name that gives us access to God and to life. For Jesus himself said, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Jesus, the name of eternal salvation, of eternal hope, of God's glory entering our humanity. It is through this holy name, the name of Jesus, that the words of God to Moses have their most full meaning. The words of that very familiar blessing, given by God himself to Moses, who was then to transmit it to his brother Aaron. We're very familiar with the words. They're very often used at the conclusion of our worship services. They're very important words. We didn't make these words up. God gave them personally and directly. They came to Moses, and he was to give them to Aaron, the first high priest of Israel. And so we call it the Aaronic benediction. Now, it is important to understand that these words are not a wish. They are not a prayer. They are a blessing. And the promise of God is very clear. So shall they put my name upon them, and I will bless them. Three times the sacred name of God is pronounced over us. And as we receive his name, we receive everything that he is, especially in his grace, mercy, forgiveness, and peace. That is the thrice holy name of God that is placed upon us in our baptism, just as Jesus himself commanded. And this worship experience, this blessing, certainly provokes a response. An ancient custom is for the people to speak an amen after each of the three blessings that are given in these words, because that word too is very important, because it means yes, it shall be so, it is so. I will bless them, the Lord God says. And when we say amen, we are saying he means what he says. I will bless you. He is saying to you and me as we enter 2018 and leave the previous year. He will bless us, often in ways that we don't always understand or perceive or even appreciate. But I will bless you, he says. That is his promise. And to this, surely, we may and we should say, amen. Yes, in the name of Jesus, it is so. The Lord bless you and keep you. He promises to keep us as our defender, our guardian, our constant companion. It's as if he rests his hand upon you and he says, I am with you, I go with you, you are not alone, not now, not ever. My unseen presence is real, it is powerful, it is assuring. I will guard you from the evil one who comes with his lies and distortions and despair and destruction. Now we know that in Jesus, God indeed has taken a human hand like yours and like mine. But that hand has the creative power of God, and it extends into our everyday lives. In the name of Jesus, we are blessed to know that God's face shines upon us, and he is gracious to us. The face of God is the personality of God turned toward us. God has a personality. He is not a mindless, impersonal force or mere energy. The shining face of God is a token of joy and favor. To hide his face would mean disapproval and rejection. But the Apostle Paul says that we have the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The reality of God's presence among us is what we celebrate at Christmas. God took a human face in Jesus, the child born of Mary, to live among us, to die among us, to rise again that we might live and die and rise with him. In the name of Jesus, the face of God is turned toward us in love and mercy and compassion. The Lord look upon you with favor, he says, or lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So again, God speaks of looking at us in a certain way. God has, in the name of Jesus, turned his countenance upon us with favor, undeserved by us, but graciously assured in Christ. We know that the people of Israel often turned their faces away from God, and sometimes we do too. The year now coming to a close is filled with times when we looked away from God, with mistaken priorities, confused loyalties, failing judgment, and missed opportunities. But He has lifted His face toward us in the name of Jesus to say, I forgive you. I have already atoned for your faults and failures in the blood of Jesus. And here is the body and blood of Jesus Himself with the bread and the wine to assure you of that. Now we have and shall have in the year ahead that most blessed of His gifts, His peace. The word is shalom. It is a word that is difficult, if not impossible, to exactly translate into English. It means life in the fullest extent, wholeness, harmony, well-being, life in community with God and with His people. It is exactly as Jesus Himself said, My peace I give to you, My peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, My peace I give to you. And His very first greeting after His resurrection, as He showed them His nail-scarred hands, the price of His peace, were these words, Shalom, peace to you. A new year awaits us. We know not what it will bring. God has no blueprint for your life in the days ahead. He gives it to you to fill with love, with hope, with endeavor, with patience, and trust in Him. And this we know. In the name of Jesus, we have forgiveness for the past and courage for every step forward. And whether the days ahead be productive or painful, the nights restless or refreshing, not to worry. For through it all, the blessing of God will rest upon you. We leave the old year in the name of Jesus, forgiven, saved, assured. We begin the new year in the name of Jesus, never alone, never forsaken, and at peace. It will be a blessed new year because the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will look upon you with favor and give you peace. What else is there to say but Amen? It has been so, it is so, and it shall be so. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.